Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Monday after the Grammys, I feel like everyone is kind of waking up, dragging a little bit. How did you guys feel about the Grammys? Did you guys watch it last night? Were you locked in? Did you like it? Trevor Noah hosted for the 20th time, I felt like. It's five times in a row.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's five? I thought it was six.
I think maybe a six-time host. I think it's five times in a row. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I could be wrong, too. Who knows? He's done it so many times, it's easy to get mixed up. But I actually watched the Grammys, like, all the way through. I was really fading at the end, but I know I got the big four.
Did you? So you stayed up. I didn't stay up for Beyonce to win it, which is cool.
Yeah, first time Beyonce's ever won. A lot of surprises, a lot of shocks, and I was really more surprised. I called a lot of those, and I can't believe that.
On Friday or Thursday or Friday, we had made Grammy predictions on the show, and we're going to go back and see how many of us got it right. Kevin, you probably called a lot of them because I don't know anyone who's obsessed with Not Like Us the way Kevin is.
Yeah.
And Not Like Us was probably, I don't know who you consider the big winner. Beyonce finally winning Album of the Year after being the most decorated Grammy Award winner of all time and then finally winning Album of the Year. So it's a huge night for Beyonce. But then Song of the Year and Record of the Year goes to Kendrick Lamar. And that's Kev's guy.
So well written. So well written. And I think that they wanted to reward that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I put my back into the hashtag today, and I still am left undecided of, like, who was the person of the Grammys this year. It was either Kendrick Lamar or Beyonce. But I think what kept me up last night, so long with the Grammys, is because everybody's reactions to stuff. Like, Beyonce, when she was winning her awards, she was shocked. Like, it was priceless.
Yes. And sometimes, like, people joke around with Taylor Swift, and I do think that I legitimately like Taylor Swift. But I do think she's an authentic person. I think the one thing that is not really authentic about Taylor Swift is when that shocked award winning thing. Like, I do think she's a sweetheart, but like, I'm not buying that she's like so shocked every single time she's ever won an award.
I think that's just like a girl thing.
I think Taylor's just playing it up. But Beyonce, I do think legitimately went in going, they have snubbed my husband, they have snubbed me, I win Grammys, but I don't win Album of the Year, I'm not going to win Country Album of the Year. And I think when Taylor announced that she won it, and everyone's kind of seeing that scene where she's like, oh my God, I think that was 100% like, y'all did it, huh? I didn't think you guys were going to. I think she was really, really actually genuinely shocked. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I think AB said it like, oh, I think Colbert Carter might get some love, but
yeah,
it keeps
it to happen.
Yeah, it keeps getting snubbed.
Right. I thought it was going to get snubbed.
Yeah. I thought it was going to get snubbed again, and it didn't for at least Album of the Year. And if you're Beyonce sitting there, the entire, because the thing was long, like I didn't stay awake, you're starting to think, Kendrick won. Kendrick won. Chapel Roan won. I'm not winning. I win Country Album, so there's a feel like a win, but you're kind of sitting there thinking Album of the Year is not going to you, and all of a sudden you get Album of the Year. It's like crazy. 25 years in the making.
I was just as shocked that she won Country Album of the Year as I was Album of the Year.
I was probably more shocked that they like gave her that category.
Right. Yeah. That was huge.
I always think it's so weird when like you win, like you don't win like best male vocalist, but then like you win best vocalist or whatever. Yeah, they have like weird category breakdown. So you don't win best country album, but you win Album of the Year. But it makes sense that like they would say it's not country enough to win Country Album of the Year, but it was a great overall album. So we're going to cover a lot of the Grammys. Music's biggest night. Really, really great showing. And then we got more Trevor Noah.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I cannot believe that this time of the year is already approaching because it feels like yesterday when we said goodbye to City after a tough season. And now we get to kick off and we have new hopes, new beginnings. And there's a season event kickoff happening for City SC because City SC is right around the corner. Soccer is back.
Woo.
And Y98 is the home of City SC. So we bring in the chief fun officer, badass guy.
I was going to say, you better remember the title.
Badass Matt Seebeck. So, Matt, thanks for coming on the show and telling us about City SC kicking everything back off in a big way, huh?
Yeah, always happy to come on. It's been a long winter. We're excited to get back into it, honestly. The Cardinals do. They do their winter warm-up. This is our version of that. It's called City Live. City Live is Sunday, February 16th, and for us, it's really to match the anticipation and the excitement from our fans. It's season three, and we're excited to get back into it, man.
I feel like there's just so much hope in the air, and we need City Soccer to be back. What can people expect from City Live? Like, what do you guys got going on there?
It's at the Factory out in Chesterfield, so it's a new venue for us. Last year, we did it, you know, at the Armory, so we really like the idea of taking this show on the road and at a concert venue that can match the high energy and excitement from the fans. So all of our players will be there. Fans will get to hear from our new head coach, Olaf Melberg, our team captains. We'll have some St. Louis soccer legends on hand, including Taylor Twellman, who's going to be really the MC of the event. And then, you know, it's a concert venue, so we'd be remiss not to close it out with a bang. And that'll be a sea viewing in the Urge. They're going to rock the stage with a live performance to close us out.
Wow. Nice. Live music, an exclusive look at the players, the coaches, and the team as we get ready for City SC. You can catch all the games on Y98. The event sounds awesome at the Factory. There are just two things we need. We need Alex Rich performing, and
know,
we need
right?
Hannah to be the in-game host. That's what we need.
Hey, look, I submitted. I'm trying to sing the national anthem this year, man.
Dang.
That's right. I think both are very good ideas.
All right. That's what we need from City SC this year. We need Alex Rich doing the national anthem and Hannah at some City games doing some in-game hosting. We love City SC, and we cannot wait for exciting year number three. I feel like we have been missing City SC so much, and it's in our blood here in St. Louis, and we cannot wait to kick it off. Where can people get tickets, and how can people get tickets for the City Live event at the Factory in Chesterfield?
Fans can start claiming them on SeatGeek.com, and that'll start for the public at noon. But season ticket members have first access to that at 10 a.m. So keep your eye out for those tickets. They'll be, you know, available first come, first serve.
All right, let's do it. Let's go, City SC. Matt Seebeck, Chief Fun Officer and Badass Entertainer. Thank you for coming on and talking about City Live.
Always appreciate the support. Thank you.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Yesterday was Grammys night. One song decided to dominate the Grammys, winning Song of the Year, Record of the Year. And it was a song that only one person in the room was excited about all year, and that was Kevin.
They not like us. They not like us. They not
it was the
like
biggest
us.
Song around. But nobody loved like it as us. Much as Kevin.
They not like us. They not like us.
I'll be honest, when they announced who the... I like the song, and I like Kendrick Lamar, but when they announced the halftime performers at the Super Bowl, no one was excited except for Kevin. Now that Not Like Us dominated the Grammys and we're headed into Super Bowl week, are we now excited for Kendrick Lamar, Hannah?
You know what? I'm not excited for the Super Bowl. I was only ever excited for the halftime show for Kevin, so my answer doesn't change.
So it's only for Kevin. You're not excited for Kendrick.
No, I'm not excited for Kendrick. I'm excited for Kevin Lamar.
That's right.
I hold that true.
So no, but because she loves you, Kevin, she's excited. We know you're hyped.
I haven't changed. It hasn't changed. I think that finally you guys are seeing what I've been seeing for a long time. I think he's a very, very talented guy. I know he has a massive beef with Drake, but he's very, very well written.
Paid off pretty damn good
yes,
for him.
Yes, and no doubt about it. And this is a great hype, just kind of hyping him up even more for his performance on Sunday.
Alex.
You know, I was excited. Well, I guess I wasn't super excited one way or the other. I think Kendrick's great. This doesn't excite me any more than I already
didn't
was.
Didn't do
I
it
guess.
For you.
Yeah, didn't do it.
I went to bed at like 8:30, 8:45 last night, so I didn't stay up to watch him win anything, and I'm glad I didn't because I just would have been so disappointed.
Man, wow. Why do you hate Kendrick? Man. You're going to get
I
a
still,
diss track about
this
you.
This is not even a joke. I still have yet to hear this song outside of this studio.
Really?
That is
how
literally.
How it's literally everywhere.
What do you wear earplugs outside?
During the Olympics, Steph Curry was quoted. This is the only song that plays anywhere ever. It's like playing in malls. Yeah. It's literally everywhere.
Never heard it. Not on the station. So, I am still not excited. Obviously,
it changed for me. Guys, yeah. I'm a hater on the Kendrick Lamar. I haven't been on board. I was like, I'm not into it. I'm not into it. And I'll tell you what, when everybody in the audience started singing Not Like Us, I just feel like I got excited that guy is a performer, right. And I got a little excited for the halftime performance.
Exactly.
And so I'm buying into the hype of that everyone is going to be so excited, especially for Not Like Us, that literally the energy is going to be electric.
Yes,
and that's what I think is in
it. Right. For all you haters out there, you not like us.
Oh, my gosh.
They not like us.
They not.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
They not.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we got 2 minutes on the clock, and then we're going to run through all the trending stories. That's how keep it moving works. Hannah, you tell me which stories to keep it moving, run on by, or which ones I need to stop down and give you details on. Like a matchmaking service that guarantees love.
Is it Raya?
No. AB is on Raya,
that's
though.
That's the one I'm already paying.
That's like a celebrity one. No, this one's actually more expensive. It's an LA-based matchmaking site that guarantees you find love. It just will cost you $1 million.
Stop it.
Wow.
They're only taking 3 clients total, but they say they're guaranteeing to find love. It's a 12-month program. It costs $1 million. You get a dedicated recruiter, a matchmaker, a dating coach. They said you'll get engaged 6 months after the program ends, or they'll toss in a 3-carat engagement ring. Guaranteeing love. You just got to pay them $1 million.
I just don't think you can guarantee that. That sounds scary to me.
These people sound legit. I mean, they sound like they know what's going on. There is groundhog disagreements and groundhog drama.
Okay, you guys know I'm a Punxsutawney Phil stan, so I really don't want to hear the drama, but I'll take the story.
So
don't drag him.
He
predicted
winter for 6 more weeks. I told you he is the 17th most accurate groundhog. There's 3 teddy bears that they like pull out that are more accurate than Punxsutawney. The Staten Island Chuck is the most accurate one, and he said early spring. So Punxsutawney says more winter. Groundhog Chuck, Staten Island Chuck, who is way more accurate, says early spring. Who do you believe?
Punxsutawney. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hey.
Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
People are just mad that there's more winter, but he's just telling the truth.
What time of day do you feel most joy?
6 to 10 a.m. here on Y98 St. Louis.
Okay. It's actually 7 o'clock in the evening, but that's cool. That works, too.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ralph, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. All right, Ralph, you going to play Hannah in Hannah's homeschool?
Sounds good.
All right, Hannah, get on out of the room. Leave so
leave,
we can help
Hannah,
Ralph. Hannah's going to walk out of the room. We'll ask 5 pop culture questions to you, Ralph, and we'll see how Hannah does. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Netflix teased the 5th and final season of this show with a missing poster for Millie Bobby Brown's character, 11. She's been missing for like a year. What show?
Squid Game.
Squid Games. Okay. Super Bowl week is here. Name the 2 teams playing in the Super Bowl.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
The Chiefs.
You're damn right they did. They're going for a 3-peat.
Exactly.
Netflix just announced a reboot to this Western drama that originally aired from 1974 to 1983.
You guys covered this on the Hollywood hashtag Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, there you go, Ralph. And then Anthony Mackie has taken the baton and will be the new Captain America in the newest Marvel movie coming out very soon. Who retired as Captain America? Need an answer, Ralph.
I can't think of his name. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
It's a Chris.
Kevin's cheering for you.
Chris Pratt.
No, he's Star-Lord.
Chris Evans. All right,
Evans.
No worries. 3 out of 5, some football questions in there and a question that we talked about on the show. And you know Hannah's brain. She probably don't remember. Worm song away. We'll see how she does. See if you can beat her. She needs to get at least a 3 out of 5.
All right, sounds good.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool as we kick off one of the biggest sporting weeks of the year, Hannah, Super Bowl week. I know it's your favorite.
My fave.
Yep.
All in sports.
We also kick off a new month. Hannah, what was your record this past month in January?
Honestly, this isn't even a flex. 12-5.
All right. I feel like you're not pacing as well as last year.
No, I'm not.
You did like 180 wins. You're falling right behind. All right, Ralph, let's see if you can do it. Get yourself loss number six, all right?
That sounds great.
Ralph, tell her how many you got correct.
I got three correct.
All right.
I'm going to ask Hannah the same five questions. You got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Tie goes towards Hannah's 12-5 record. Here we go. Netflix teased the fifth and final season of this show with a missing poster for Millie Bobby Brown's character, 11. She's going to be missing for like a year. What show am I talking
Stranger
about?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things. Ralph had missed that one. Super Bowl week is here. Yes.
Oh, here we go with the damn sports questions.
Name the two teams playing in the Super Bowl.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Versus the Chargers. Always Hannah.
No. It's always the Chargers.
No.
Hannah, it's the freaking Super Bowl. You don't know who the other team
is? It was going to be the Bills, but it wasn't. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Right, yes.
And it was never going to be the Bills. They played the Chiefs.
That's right.
So they were never going to make it.
Okay. I got the question right. Can we be proud? Yeah, can I get applause or something?
Yes, yes. Two for two.
Thank you.
All right. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Chiefs.
Yeah, you're damn right. Three for three going on a historic three-peat. Netflix just announced a reboot to this Western drama that was originally aired from 1974 to 1983.
Western. I should know this, being a Western soul myself.
And why else should Hannah know this?
Because she did it on the Hollywood hashtag.
It's not Yellowstone, because that's not Netflix.
And it was not airing in 1973 and 1983. Yellowstone is a current TV show.
And it's one of Kevin's favorite shows.
Look at Ralph. Even Ralph is helping you. Even Ralph wants you to do it.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
That's right.
That's Western?
That is. Very Midwestern.
What do you think is Little House on the Prairie?
Midwestern.
All right.
Yeah, but it's
Yellowstone
is Western.
When I actually Googled the synopsis of it, they said Western drama.
That's right.
Just so everyone knows.
Hey, man, Sleepy Eye is West.
Anthony Mackie has taken the baton and will be the new Captain America in the newest Marvel cinematic movie.
Oh, boy.
Who retired as Captain America?
Hugh Jackman.
No,
he's Wolverine.
Everyone laughed at you. I like that.
Yeah, don't laugh. He was another superhero.
It was a different Chris. It was
whoever.
A Chris. Kevin
Hemsworth.
No,
that's Thor.
Christopher Columbus.
No.
He
Chris
directed Harry Potter.
Oh, him. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's 4 out of 5. Good enough for the win, even though you said Christopher Columbus. Oh, my dear. Ralph, you got to say this is Ralph, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ralph, and I got schooled by Hannah, even with a little bit of help.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. I want very specific outfits, people, okay? What is the sexiest thing a man can wear? Man shows up to the door, Hannah. He's looking sexy because he's wearing what?
I've said it once and I'll say it 100 times. Backwards hat.
Backwards hat. Just that's all he has to be wearing? Backwards hat? Not a specific shirt, style, color, anything like that?
No.
Any just backwards hat? Doesn't have to be wearing much for you, huh?
No.
All right.
I only think if he can pull it off, Speedo.
Speedo. Kevin, you'd be happy to know that he did not finish very high on the list.
Oh,
of
thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Okay.
I'll go with a suit.
Number two on the list, but not number one.
Okay, I was thinking a suit too. I'm also going to say just a hoodie.
Okay. AB is in the right lane. It's something casual. Need a little bit more specifics, but it's not a hoodie. But what is the sexiest thing a man can wear? You tell us what he looks like when he's standing there, ladies.
That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
What is the sexiest thing a man can wear? You just see a man wearing this, you're like, damn.
I mean,
ooh la la.
These texts are literally making me laugh out loud. Lyric texted in and said glasses. Heather texted in and said workout clothes. You know I'm into that. The musician fam texted in and said a flannel shirt. We got another text saying a nice, crisp, white t-shirt. And then so many people, including teacher Janet, who we're about to see in a couple hours, said the sexiest thing a man can wear is sweatpants or joggers. And then a lot of people got
more
specific and said gray sweatpants.
Jeez, okay. Wow, people are feeling it today. It's actually the jeans and a crisp white t-shirt. Just a white t-shirt and jeans is the sexiest outfit a man can wear, even sexier than the suit, according to a recent survey.
Triple points if you add in cowboy boots, too.
Well, all right. Just not that you opinion. Have a type or anything.
Right.
Mega Minds.
Dressed out is how I would describe Hannah when she heard the little ding at Parkway Central Middle School and it heard, breaking news, we're taking over the school. Were you freaking out, Hannah?
I was freaking out. I mean, no, my heart was racing out of my chest. Anxiety rash had.
We're kicking off a really special week here on the Brett Mega Show. What we do is this thing called the Cupid Project, and something we launched last year casually. We're like, hey, any teachers want to make some handmade Valentines? We'll go to your classrooms. We'll pick them up. We'll deliver them to senior citizens, living facilities, so they don't feel loneliness on Valentine's Day. Like, hey, we hated that feeling. And we thought we'd get a couple of classrooms. We had 19 schools. I don't even know how many classrooms, over 6,000 Valentines collected. And so we're like, we're on to something here. This is awesome. And the memories we made last year were something that was so important to us. We're like, we're going to make this an annual thing. So a couple of weeks ago, we had kicked it off and we had just thrown out the phone number one time. And how many schools were it? Like 20, what, 22? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well over 22. But the difference this year is we're getting like not just schools, we're getting like districts.
Wow.
So like I'll pick them up at one school, but it'll have multiple schools like all together as a district. We're getting grades. Like it's definitely spreading like crazy this year.
And we're going to handpick these up. So we drive out there, we get to meet the kids. And the thing that we've noticed when we meet the kids is they don't feel like it's an assignment. Oh, you're going to have to make Valentines. They understand that they're making them for our seniors who have laid out the groundwork for them. And if you think like, oh, like first, second, third graders, they don't really care about our seniors. They do. They get it. It's so cool. So we go and meet the kids. And what's also turned into something we didn't expect is they turn into like assemblies. Mm-hmm. And we've had like, we like did a school tour where it became like a parade through the school. It's this really cool moment. And then this year, we started breaking rules because you can't bring us in places and we not break rules. All of a sudden, we're inside the principal's office and we've heard the rumor was at Parkway Central Middle School, Principal Lisa, she was outside. She was like running around doing principal things, probably doing important things. And we're like, oh, the microphone's open. And then this sounded off.
Oh, boy.
Hello, breaking news. This is your new principal.
Kevin and I got on the microphone.
Hey.
Made big classroom announcements.
It felt like grade school all over again when you got a chance to do the PA. I love it.
It was grade school. You guys hopped on there, told everybody there was breaking news. They got detention. They were getting cake. There was no cake. I mean, I was peeing my
pants. But it was Mr. Higgins' birthday.
The fact. Day late.
That is true.
What we should have done, though, is told them summer school started and they all should have just left. And then we should have staged the walk
up. You would have caused a riot.
Well, we're going to go pick up more Valentine's starting today. We're going to what schools are we going to today?
We're going to another Parkway school, and then we're also going to St. Joseph's school. We went there last year, and they had like a giant assembly. I've been texting both Teacher Nicole and Teacher Janet today, confirming everything. So super excited to go out to both those schools and be interactive with the schools.
And
as
make
well.
Sure they give us a microphone because summer school is about to start.
Right.
We're super excited to launch and start collecting all of those Valentines all over our St. Louis community. What do you put on? on when you leave the house for your dog? Do you put on the TV, the radio, podcast? 314-531-9898. I didn't even know this was a thing. I thought you just leave the house, leave the dog, whatever. But then Hannah had made a comment, and then Alex had made a comment, and they're like, yeah, we got dogs. We leave something on at all times. I'm like, what? Really? So, Hannah, what do you leave on for a bear when you leave the house?
Yeah, so when...
The news probably with you because you always love the local news.
Yeah, when Bear's with his mama, I always leave on the local news.
Shut up. No way.
Because, for one, I want him to be entertained if he's bored.
The local news is not entertaining. This
it
poor
is.
Dog.
You couldn't put I on, love it.
You couldn't put on Grey's Anatomy for a bear?
No, because if a scary or a sad scene comes on, I don't want him to see it. And he likes to know the weather.
He likes
and
to know the
right. He knows the people. He knows the local anchors on there because we watch him every day. And also, I want him to like feel my presence. So I wear like a robe every time like I'm at home. Like if I'm getting ready or whatever, I always have a robe on. So I always put that back on my bed too so he can smell me and watch the news. So it's like his mommy never left.
No way.
I'm not surprised in the slightest.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
The local news is what you put on. Alex, what do you put on?
He likes it.
I just throw the Alexa on, and I usually say, play Y98.
Do you really? Hey, so are your dogs awesome. Listening right now? Shout them out.
Yeah,
say hi
you
to
know,
them.
I like
tell
to,
them to get
I like
off the
to
bed
think
or
that Ralphie and Nico are both. You know, I feel like they probably hear my voice and, you know, look around. And it gives them a little hope that, hey, I'm coming back at some point today.
Give them a little
That's
message
a great
from
idea.
Dad.
I didn't think that was just a thing. Yeah. Kevin, you don't do this.
Well,
do
it
anything.
Helps the ratings.
Yeah, yeah probably.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, it's really helpful
you know?
As well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win anything. The contest. Enter to, you know.
5K a day?
You, right. Yeah, you win yeah. it. You listen an hour a day, yet you're entered to win 5K
on,
a day.
Ralphie, Ralphie's like, right. what up with this? Dude, I've right. been listening an hour every day.
Yeah, I've
never
I guess,
done this.
I guess I neglect Lily. I've never done it. You know, it might explain why she's torn up a couple of blankets near her. Yeah, well, on a couple of carpets, actually. So in her bed is in Kennedy's room. That's where her dog bed is. And then Kennedy's gotten these carpets, and I'm assuming Lily's bored, and she's torn up these carpets.
Because she's not watching anything, and,
or
I'm
listening
you.
To anything.
It
maybe,
stimulates
maybe that's
them.
It. But.
See,
AB,
my
your family doesn't do this, because Carly Rae Jepsen's trying to run away, because you guys...
Yeah,
you guys...
she's tried to run away like three times this week, and we had to get her collar cranked up. But
oh, Jesus. Oh my God.
So my it costs
PETA
money.
PETA is coming for this show. Just if PETA is listening, it's AB. If you're gonna don't like arrest
I mean,
the whole show, just take
guys,
drag her out.
Guys, my dog legit ran away. We had to get it cranked up so she wouldn't run away again.
Why
it's
are
for
you
her own safety,
like that.
Yeah, no,
cranked up like
yeah,
you're
I don't think
charging
you're
her up
right.
to blow her
I don't
her
think
off.
That's a thing. I don't want to go down with AB.
But my family does not leave anything on for
yeah,
Carly,
it's
obviously.
Torture.
But we get my dad will yell at people who leave the TV on when no one's home. It costs money. Are you kidding?
Does it?
Yes.
I don't think it costs a lot.
I think,
though,
I think it's
it?
Maybe like a fraction of a penny.
If you leave it on every single day.
I don't know. Ask.
Yeah, I feel like you're.
That's right. Like why dads always yell at everybody for leaving the lights on
that's
when you leave
totally
the house.
Different.
I think that's
like.
A myth, though.
Honestly,
we've covered
I see
it.
The,
keep it moving.
Yeah, I see the energy breakdown.
I don't know if you trust our keep it moving stories. They said it's a myth.
I don't trust any of them. Well, you guys shouldn't be worried about the bill because I wonder how much it costs to charge up. Freaking
that's
Carly's
true, the electric
collar.
Fence.
So I don't want to hear it about the bill.
Yeah, no, guys, you're worried about the electric collar. Okay, what do you keep on in the house for the dog or the cat when you leave? 314-531-9898. Or is this only Hannah and Alex to do this? You turn on either the radio, you turn on the local news so the dog's informed. What do they like to watch? 314-531-9898. Take your calls while we're commercial free. It's all the dogs listening right now on Y98 St. Louis. I thought Hannah was crazy when she was like, oh yeah, I leave the news on for my dog when I leave the house. And then she even leaves a little robe and everything so the dog feels like, feel mom's presence.
Smell her.
Yeah. And then Alex is like, no, I leave on Y98, put on the Alexa. No, with the dog's bored. I'm like, does anyone else do this? Kevin's like, Lily? No,
nope.
We knew AB. We didn't even bother asking AB because her and dogs just don't get along for whatever reason. We know why. 314-531-9898. Do other people do this in the text line, Anna?
Yeah, a lot of people do. Somebody texted in and said that they put on their Alexa jazz for dogs.
That's a
so
thing?
It's like a station.
of calming jazz music for
I've
their
actually
dog.
Heard of it. That's who we're losing to in the ratings, guys. Jazz for dogs.
For dogs.
That's
right.
The number one rated show in St. Louis.
Nicole texted in and said it's absolutely a thing. She says that she fosters puppies and has a litter of 3 right now. The first 5 nights, one of the puppies literally cried most of the night. I finally turned on the radio for them, and now... not a peep.
Look at Y98 locked in. The dogs love us. We're soothing to dogs. That's
yeah,
what
number
say,
one with right. dogs.
But no one does the news, right? Jeanette?
Hello.
Hello. You think the local news is weird that Hannah does that, right?
No, I do it every morning before I leave my house.
Yes! What station do you turn on?
I'm at 9. If I'm home by 9, she loves Timmy and just dances in front of the TV.
Look at it. Got to have the local news. Yep. Does your dog feel like it has opinions about, like, you know, what we could do with our, you know, city money and where we could do with, you know,
these
government?
Dogs are probably more informed than
yeah.
me.
Exactly.
I don't know, but he loves Timmy. And when Tim come on, he just dances in front of the TV.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for the
that
call.
That is so cute.
Nikki, what do you put on for your dogs?
I always turn on Nick Jr. for my dogs, and specifically Paw Patrol.
Oh! Paw Patrol.
The dogs love it.
Whenever he hears that song, he jumps on the couch and he's ready.
He's like, yeah!
He's geared up.
Time to binge watch. Song's on. And I love how they know it instantly.
Yes.
They're like his buddies, Chase. That's his boy.
Chase with the case, baby.
Chase is on the case. Thank you so much for the call, Nikki. Dawn, you got 5 dogs. What do you put on for them?
I do. We watch PBS on 2 separate TVs in 2 rooms. But the main point that we put it on is so that way they don't hear people outside and they don't bark as much.
So then it's like the noise kind of cancels out. I thought you had to put it on in 2 different TVs because the dogs can't just like they argue about what
right,
they want to watch.
Yeah. Right.
They have 2 different TVs.
My husband wants to put on there because he cares the most on what they watch.
Hey, I don't want them brainwashed with the wrong local news.
Right.
Or radio.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call, Dawn. That's too funny. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I don't know that I've ever done a hashtag this big. The Grammys were last night, and I'm going to give you a total recap in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last night was the 67th Grammy Awards, and for those of you who get, like, confused with what award shows are what, the Grammys focus all on music. So I had to make sure all my errands were ran, dinner was ate, and my life was in order so I could make sure to watch it all for you guys. So starting off with the host.
No one can watch 5 hours of award shows.
Right.
Too much.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you for doing that, Hannah.
Yeah. Putting in the work for all you guys, you know, big deal. So Trevor Noah was the host, and it came to surprises no one because he's hosted for the past 5 years. And I overall was like really pleased with his performance. He wasn't like Nikki Glaser like we just saw, but he did get the job done. Like,
I have to say, I did not laugh once.
You didn't like him?
I don't know, I'm in a weird spot
with Trevor Noah.
I texted Hannah. I was like, he's so boring.
I feel like he's so political now, and I don't really care which way you lean.
See,
I just feel like there's so many political jabs, and then I just feel like it's the same like stick every single time.
He just
with
didn't
like,
do it for
I thought I'd rather roast. Like, I like the Nikki Glaser roast. It's always like seems like, I don't know, it just feels so.
I take a little bit of a risk, and he didn't take any sort
agreed.
Of
agreed, yes. It's just the same kind of, I agree.
You know what's funny is I thought a lot of things were political last night, but I didn't think Trevor Noah was like the standout political jab person for me last night.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of political comments on stage too, but yes, I just felt like he's boring. I don't know.
I think it's
not
hard
a Trevor
too
Noah
because
guy.
We just came off this massive high with Nikki, so I think no matter who was going to host it, if they weren't Nikki, we were going to have something negative to say. But someone who should be happy in the room is Mr. Kevin Berghoff because his boy, Kendrick Lamar, was the big winner of the night. There's a ton of awards that are given out at the Grammys, but mainly people focus on the big 4. Best New Artist, Best Record, Best Song, and Album of the Year. And Kendrick Lamar took home 2 of the 4 biggest titles of the night, including Song and Record of the Year.
They not like us.
Yes.
They not like us.
People could not get enough of this.
I'm shocked.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Why? The Grammys finally agree with me.
Yeah.
Right. No kidding. They saw what Kevin did.
Really great song. So well written. And I think Kendrick, it's his time to shine. Well deserved.
I just don't think the Grammys usually like honor rap music. And I'm just a surprise record of the year and song of the year went to a rap song. Like, that's what surprised me. They usually love like artsy stuff. And it's a diss track. This is crazy. That's Kef awesome. I love it.
Always said though that like lyrically that song is very
so well done, so well written.
Yeah, they saw that though. Best New Artist went to Missouri's own Chapel Roan, who I thought got so much attention last night. Like, if you were playing a drinking game of like drink every time you see Chapel Roan, you would have been blacked out because they loved her last night. She also like kind of took a risk and spoke for a ton of music artists out there when she accepted her big award because she called out the music industry for not protecting the artist.
I told myself if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here in front of the most powerful people in music, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
I mean, I'm not surprised that came from Chapel Roan. She's usually one to like really speak her mind, but I mean, good for her that she just won her first Grammy and she was trying to help out everybody in the crowd. So
they need each other. So like
they do.
You need those guys, those record labels, the big machine to work for you. And so they do have a lot of leverage, but also you need new artists to keep your big machine going. And Chapel Roan's kept some, you know, music, you know, record labels happy, you know.
Right.
And then I'd say probably the biggest news of the night and probably who I think like won the Grammys overall was Beyonce, because she beat out Taylor Swift for Tortured Poets Department for Album of the Year. And if that wasn't enough, Beyonce won Country Album of the Year, which we all thought she would get absolutely snubbed for, but she didn't.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it. I think sometimes genre is a cold word to keep us in our place as artists. And I just want to encourage people to do what they're passionate about and to stay persistent.
I mean, that's well huge said. For her. Brett and I thought for sure she was going to get snubbed.
She has won more Grammys than anyone else and has never won Album of the Year. She finally won it 25 years in the making and couldn't have won it against a better lineup. Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter had a huge album this year. Chapel Roan, we talked about, got lots of love. And Taylor Swift, who's won Album of the Year more than anyone else. And Beyonce finally gets her win. Good for her. Yes.
It really paid off for her. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm going to invite you in on a dangerous and scary conversation. Has your perception of Taylor Swift changed? Do you, watch out for the Swifties, like Taylor Swift less? Do you feel like you've just been over Taylor Swift? Maybe it's because she is just everywhere. We're oversaturated. Maybe because she is best friends with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. And if you've been following along, as Hannah's updated us on that debacle that has unfolded, she has definitely been on their side and has remained close to Blake Lively as a lawsuit unfolds. 314-531-9898. And say you're on Justin Baldoni's side and you think what Blake Lively has done in this situation, where it's this sense of bullying or a sense of falsely accusing a man, and you're Taylor Swift and that's your best friend, do you feel like you're responsible for some of your friend's actions? Like, Taylor Swift was reportedly rumored to be in a room with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds talking about the rewrite of a movie that she was not in. Do you feel like, whew, maybe I don't see Taylor Swift as this humble person who's so surprised that sweetheart, the girl next door? 314-531-9898.
So I'm very invested in this. I almost said Serena Vanderwoodson. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, you know, drama and everything. I talk about it every week on the hashtag. But I don't look at Taylor Swift differently for her role in it, per se. But I'm just exhausted from Taylor Swift in general. I've never been like a huge Swiftie. I've honestly been too intimidated to be a Swiftie. There's too much stuff to know and lyrics to understand and backstories to know for me to really get into it. But it's gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm tired of reading the headlines every 10 minutes about Taylor Swift ate a block of cheese for lunch. Like, I don't care. And I'm getting exhausted about it. And last night I was like, honestly, not really looking forward to the Grammys to have her be a part of everything. Because I'm like, is this just going to be a whole nother thing where she wins every single award and like nobody else gets honored?
I thought it was weird that she didn't win all the awards.
I know.
Because it's voted.
Did she win any at all?
She didn't win anything.
Okay.
And it's 13,000 people that vote on it. And they're usually like past winners, music experts. And the fact that they didn't reward her for anything makes me feel like
their
energy might be
this?
Changing. And that's Maybe. Why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, I'm just like exhausted with it all.
I almost feel a little bit bad for her in this whole situation, because I do think she was dragged into the mix, and had she known it was going to blow up this much and
with
everything
Justin
that's
Baldoni?
Yes, and like everything that's coming out, I don't think she would have like chosen to be involved at all. But like, if I were in this situation with Hannah and I was like, hey, can you come over and, you know, talk to the director of my movie about this, blah blah blah, like I'm sure Hannah would be like, yeah, of course, not really fully understanding that it's kind of like
the
an
disaster
ambush.
You would be walking into.
You don't think as friends you guys would talk about it, and then she has consulted her as one of her, because Blake Lively and Taylor Swift are supposedly like almost best friends like at this point. You don't think that Taylor Swift is behind some of these actions, because Blake's probably going, hey, I think I'm going to sue this guy. And Justin Baldoni now released a website and it has like a lot of receipts. And do you like are you who your friends, who you keep, right? Like, you, if this is your crew, that's what they tell you. Like, watch out if you're hanging out with the troubled kids, you're gonna go down with them. Do you feel like Taylor should go down a little bit if Blake and Ryan at the end of this are bullies? Does that make Taylor a bully?
I don't know, but I do know that Taylor Swift might be one of the most calculated people in the world. So I don't think she went into it blind. What I'm saying.
See, I think unfortunately she suffers from our conspiracy theory world because, I mean, you know, we're also forgetting the fact of the whole Travis Kelce thing and the fact that there's this conspiracy out there that because of Taylor Swift, the Chiefs got to the Super Bowl. Oh, let's not even count their record. Let's not count that they are the best team in football. Yeah, okay, so they barely won games, but they still won. But because it's all this thing about Taylor, because they want the TV time for Taylor. I think, unfortunately, Taylor has to be calculated. She has to really watch what she does, because there is, for some reason, you win too much in America, we start disliking you. It happened to the New England Patriots. Sadly, it's happening to the Chiefs. It happens to Taylor. Everybody likes the underdog. And when Taylor's not the underdog, we get upset because she's won too much. Well, she's good. She deserves to win.
Damn, mic drop, Kev.
But it's hard. It's a hard line to toe for her. And I think it's unfortunate that because she's so good at what she does and the friends she chooses, and you know, it has to be calculated, that she kind of suffers a little bit from just, I guess, fatigue. You get kind of tired of seeing the same person.
Mm-hmm. Alex?
I mean, I feel like we attack her for whenever she does anything wrong at all. I feel like it's like, I don't know, if one of your friends does something wrong, then you can't, I agree with what you're saying, Brett, where you're like, you sometimes
you're hanging
associate,
out with bullies, something like, yeah, you're yeah, kind of who you hang
but
out
also,
with.
But also, you know, We got to, for a second, not associate Taylor Swift with everything and try to, like, dig her down every way we can. I mean, she's proven herself, right? It's not her fault that, like, everybody else wants to use her name whenever they can or tie her to something whenever they can. So, like, with the Chiefs thing, right? Like, sure, we want to joke about it and maybe say, like, oh, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl because they want to recognize that Taylor Swift's along with the journey and all that. But, like, yeah, at the same time, the Chiefs are good. Taylor Swift just happens to be there. Same thing for like this
but Taylor
Blake Lively.
Swift did know that she was getting involved in the Blake and
there's,
Justin.
Yeah,
thing,
and there's
she
something,
did know that.
And there's another incident I think we're all forgetting that I'll bring up here in 3 minutes. But if you think your perception as Taylor Swift is changed, or how do you feel about Taylor Swift involved in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni situation? 314-531-9898. Has your opinion of Taylor Swift changed? 314-531-9898. Maybe it's the oversaturation, or maybe it's this Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively lawsuit that is unfolding in front of us. And rumor has it that Taylor Swift was in the room with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, because she's super tight with those two. Blake's like one of her best friends. And sometimes you're like the company you keep. Blake's being called a bully, being called a not very nice person by Justin Baldoni. And does it make you think maybe Taylor Swift's like that? 314-531-9898. Sorry, I got shut out of the Grammys. That was weird. Is maybe music, you know, producers and people that have voted on those things, they're starting to change how they feel about Taylor Swift. I'm going to be honest with you. Didn't think anything weird about it because I feel like for the most part, you can't control your friends if your friends are doing stuff. But two big red flags stood out to me that made me head scratch Taylor Swift. One, we talk about how calculated it is and how much she cares about her brand. She decided to show up to a meeting that Blake asked her to be, knowing her brand could be on the line. And the other thing that I felt like was really weird about the Taylor Swift thing, knowing that she stood up and got involved in this situation, is this isn't the first time we saw her in a manipulation argument. And the other one was with Kim and Kanye. And I think we laughed because it was Kim and Kanye. But Kanye released the audio of him playing that song, "I Think Me and Taylor Still Might Have Sex." And she said, "Oh my God, you're a jerk for doing that. I can't believe you put that in a song." And he released the audio of him having a phone call with her that Kim recorded. And Taylor goes, "I think it's funny. It's totally cool." And then painted Kanye to be the bad guy. And we all think Kanye is a bad guy, so it was an easy scapegoat that time. And it made me think.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Did she? And Kim accused her of bullying, basically. Kim said, "This girl is more manipulative than you think. She's a bully. She's a boss. She can hold her own." And we all thought, oh, Kim and Kanye were the snakes. And it just made me head scratch. This is the second time we've been involved in a conflict of he said, she said, and Taylor seems like she's on the wrong side of it, right? Like, Kanye and Kim did release that audio, and I do think that people make weird comments in music, and we know Kanye to make comments, and we did hear an audio from Kim saying, "You're totally cool for releasing that song," and now she was at a meeting with Blake and Justin Baldoni pushing in a narrative of a movie you're not a movie writer. Like, it's just weird to me. It did make me scratch my head going, huh. What's going on with Taylor? Michaela, how do you feel about this, Taylor Swift? Do you feel like you look at her differently knowing that she's been involved in another, I don't know, complicated situation, especially supporting her friends like Blake and Ryan?
Yeah, definitely. I'm 26 years old. I have been a Swiftie since I was like 8 or 9 years old. I mean, I have followed this girl. You know, I follow her Easter eggs. I follow her calculations, like you were saying.
Wow.
And Now seeing all of this come to light, it definitely has me just, it's really hard for me to support her right now.
Wow.
It's interesting that you switched your support. Like, I don't
know.
You know, the other thing, thank you so much for the call, Michaela. As you know, Cynthia, what's her last name? Cynthia
Erivo
from Wicked was looking for a seat. And when, like, Trevor Noah's talking, I saw this video go viral, and Taylor's the one who waved her over and, like, gave her a seat. Like, I do think Taylor's a nice person, but I do think everything that Taylor does is very calculated, and her friend has launched a lawsuit. And I don't know where, like I've said, most women don't usually falsely accuse someone of toxic, you know, work environment falsely. But Justin Baldoni's website, I sent it to AB, there's a lot of receipts that make him look really good and Blake really bad. And you have to go, how are you so calculated and you told your friend to launch a fake lawsuit? You better hope that we get more information from Blake and Ryan showing that what most women who usually accuse men of are telling the truth. So hopefully Blake is telling the truth. Because if you just try to destroy a man and falsely accuse him of sexual harassment, that's a big deal. And that's your best friend.
Right.
And I just, no way she didn't consult Taylor Swift on it. No way. Jennifer, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I think that there's always going to be drama about someone who's in the spotlight. But I just recently started liking her because as a mom, I like that she has spent, you know, money donating to food banks and, you know, visiting charities while she's been on her tour. So I really feel like that sets a good example for my kids. And I also feel like her songs reach not just teenagers, but also as an adult woman, you know, there's things in her songs that I have felt like, hey, yeah, that kind of speaks for me too.
Well said.
So yeah. I just feel like
She's out of all the celebrities.
Truth.
In general, right. She's a good example for my kids.
Thank you so much. You know, that's the other thing, though. Like, the industry's cutthroat. You can't be at the top of the industry without rubbing some people the wrong way,
right.
too.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you got to have some of that, like, chip on your shoulder. Like, you can't just be the girl next door, because the industry does, like, make you tough. Like, right? Mm-hmm. Makes you have a hard skin.
And there's going to be missteps along the way regardless.
Yeah, sure.
And even if we don't, you know, even if we think it's a misstep, she may not feel that way.
Yeah. Savannah, how do you feel about Taylor Swift? Has anything changed with you watching this Blake and Justin drama unfold?
Well, yeah. And I'm unlike your other caller that's loved her since she was 8. I'm 56 and I've loved her since I was in my mid-20s. So I was kind of an adult going through this.
Okay.
And so you have two things. Kim and Kanye, you only told the first part. The second part is that it was proven that Kim and Kanye edited that voice recording, so it showed only their side and what they wanted to be seen. Taylor's taken her to court, and now they have the whole thing, and it shows that Taylor did not say that. Mm-hmm. So that's part one. So that's on the record. Multiple songs have been written about it. You can go back and look at that.
The whole also, there's a whole song in the Torture Department department where she feels like Kim bullied her back, and she was not going to take it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think really Taylor's figured out that it's not, it wasn't a lot to do with Kim. There's a lot of there's a couple other songs how Kim kind of seen the light, and now she knows that that was wrong. Anyway, the other thing I want to say is Blake and Taylor are best friends. That's fine. Taylor's not her lawyer. Taylor proved 3 years ago when she was in a photo op with a radio DJ, and I think it was his wife or somebody on the radio panel. Taylor was in the middle. The man was on one side. Lady was on the other. They both had their arms around her taking a picture. The man put his hand underneath her skirt and grabbed her butt. If Taylor was going to be the mean, cruel person that everybody thinks, she would not have sued for $1. Which she won.
Yep.
She would have won after millions. So I would think if she was going to advise her best friend, she would have advised to follow her the same way. But I think Blake is very smart. I think Ryan Reynolds are very smart. Both of them together, I don't think that they're going, I don't think they would have went the dollar route because there's more involved. I don't know the Justin. I haven't made up my mind. I haven't seen anything. There's a court date today that may say, you know, they've put everything out. We're going to throw this out.
But interesting. I think it's interesting to watch it unfold. And you're right. On history side of things, Taylor has like won a lot of these. I don't know where I stand. And so it'd be interesting to Taylor to support her best friend and her best friend lose this case.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see what ends up happening.
Yeah, and last night, Taylor had a lot of good songs this year. Billie Eilish had a lot of good songs. Why were those two completely shut out?
Well said. Great call, Savannah.
I'm going to hire you to do the hashtag, Savannah. Wow.
Man with facts. Yeah. Boom.
Interesting conversation. That's what we do. Well, we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy. So let's run through some stories. I'll read off a viral headline and Hannah tells me which ones you need to skip over and which ones you need details on, like reviving dead people's memories.
What?
Okay, with technology nowadays, they think this might be possible, something like that. Where you can actually go to your brain cells and neurons and grab a specific memory from the brain and actually be able to keep them and store them in like a computer or algorithm so people can remember this from dead people.
Oh, wow.
Almost I'm like scared. In Harry Potter. Wow. They have it in Harry Potter.
I am scared.
Right? It's crazy. A woman got arrested for sending fart videos to her ex-boyfriend.
As she should. Keep it moving.
Okay.
That's feral.
Painting bought at a yard sale turns out to be...
What?
A Van Gogh.
Really?
No! Wow.
She bought a $50 painting. Turns out is a Van Gogh worth $15 million.
You know what's funny is if I was at a garage sale and saw something for $50, I'd be like, you're out of your damn mind. I'm not paying that.
She bought this Van Gogh. It's like, oh, this looks good. We have $15 million later.
Aren't those supposed to be in museums?
Yeah, it should have been. Instead, it was sold at a yard sale.
Perfect.
Sweethearts, you know those candies that say marry me, are now legally binding this year.
What?
So, yeah, those Sweetheart candies has a feature where you can, like, scan them barcode style, And the ones that say marry me, I'll send you to a website that you can actually get married online.
Wow.
If you want to say, like, one that say move in, it'll send you, hey, hire movers. And it could take you directly to it. There's one that have gravestones, and yep, it'll take you to a funeral home.
Oh my God.
Last year, they started doing situationships. This is how they've taken them to the next level this
wow.
year.
Which those is very, people, those marketing
yeah.
people really put in their work.
Yeah, really. Get a sweetheart candy, get a marriage license with it.
What are they doing next year?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we are commercial free every single day for a full hour. And if you listen on the Odyssey app for that hour, then you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day just for listening to Y98 on the Odyssey app. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Music's biggest night was last night, and I'm going to recap it entirely at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last night was music's biggest award show, the Grammys, the 67th Grammys, actually. And Trevor Noah was this year's host. He's hosted 5 years in the past. And I overall was pleased with his performance. I was texting AB about it, and per quote, she said, he's boring as frick.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just 5 years in a row. Like, just give me somebody different. Wow. Yeah.
I just think when you compare him to Nikki Glaser, literally nothing matters. Nobody will ever top her. So I think he did do a pretty good job, though. But Kev, your guy, Kendrick Lamar, I almost said Kevin Lamar, he did really good. He won two out of the four biggest awards. He won, let's see, he won Album of the Year.
No, Song of the Year.
Sorry. I'm getting all confused. The four biggest awards are Best New Artist, Best Record, Best Song, and Album of the Year, and he won Record and Song. Huge stuff. Kevin saw it from the beginning that Kendrick Lamar was going to do it all. And he did.
I think it's only the second rap song that's ever won Song and Record
that's
of the Year.
Crazy.
Wow.
Childish Gambino did it with This Is America, which is a very politically bold
charged
statement,
song,
charged song. And Kendrick Lamar's song is a diss track.
I know.
I cannot believe they gave it Record of the Year and Song of the Year. The Grammy loves artsy, and they gave a diss track record. Drake's probably so sad.
Yeah, no kidding. Drake, someone check on Drake today. He's probably not doing good. Best New Artist went to Chappell Roan. I was really biting my fingernails over that category. I really wanted Sabrina Carpenter to win it.
They just showed you they really like artsy because Sabrina had a huge year.
Yes.
You know, they just like artsy.
So they chose Chappell Roan. They loved her. You really could tell. And then probably the biggest news of the night is that Beyonce, I think she was the overall winner of this year's Grammys. She won Country Album of the Year, which already...
Yeah.
Big statement that she got to basically say F you to all the genres and take home Country Album of the Year. But she also took home Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. She got to take that home as well. So two huge awards for Beyonce as well. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
Congrats on Beyonce winning Album of the Year for the first time ever. Crazy to think.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Where is the most expensive city to insure a car? You're going to try to get car insurance in this city. Where is it the most expensive?
I don't know why this just speaks to me, but I'm going to say Chicago.
I think a lot of car break-ins there, maybe?
I feel like a lot of
accidents.
Car break-ins in the South City, and also I feel like it's just like people don't have a lot of cars.
Oh,
so,
oh.
Like, I don't know, maybe insurance is a little more rare, so it's a little more expensive.
I'm going to take that and change my answer. New York City.
Oh, you like the public transportation idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
I was also going to say New York City, but I will now say San Francisco to keep it interesting.
Ooh. Okay. Everything's
expensive. I'll say
there.
L.A.
No, it's not any of these big four.
Huh.
You guys chose the four biggest cities in our country. It's not one of the big four.
Hawaii.
Gary, Indiana.
It's Hawaii.
Yeah. Everyone's invested now. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Where is the most expensive city to insure a car?
People are really invested in this. Totally different guesses. We have Houston, Oakland, California. Trey texted in and said Dallas. Dave texted in and said Anchorage.
Ooh, Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, Alaska. I was like, what does AK stand for? I don't know. Dave texted in and said San Diego. And we got another guest saying Detroit.
That's the correct one.
Detroit?
The Motor City, where cars come from, is the most expensive city to insure a car, probably because of the crime in Detroit. But it's also interesting. That's where, like, our car capital of the world is.
Yeah.
Also the most city that gets a lot of snow. That's surprising. That's what they said.
Yeah, it gets a lot of snow, too, probably. But I also think it's probably because of the crime.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
Let's check out our receipts. Let's see how we did on the Brett Mega Show when we made our Grammy predictions. Grammys were last night, music's biggest night. And so we had made predictions on the three biggest awards, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. Record of the Year goes to the performing artist, so it's who we thought maybe had the biggest song. Hannah, you said who did you think was going to win Record of the Year?
I said Billy with Birds of a Feather.
I also said Birds of a Feather. Kevin, you said?
I said Beyonce with Texas Hold'em.
AD? I said Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso.
Alex? I also said Espresso.
Nobody got it correct because it was Not Like Us.
Have you doubted your man?
No, I thought it was going to be a three-way split. I thought Taylor would win something. Kendrick, I did call Kendrick winning Song of the Year.
So, yes, Kevin had said Song of the Year for Not Like Us, and I had said Kendrick for Song of the Year. What did you say, Hannah?
I don't remember. Oh, I said Taylor.
You said Taylor.
Fortnite,
I did not say that. I know that. I think I might have said Sabrina.
No, you said Shaboozy. Me and Hannah both said Shaboozy.
That's right. My bad.
Welcome
to the show, Hannah. Sorry, I didn't have my receipts ready in my brain.
But it was Kendrick Lamar who won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Were we surprised, like shocked, that he had won both?
Yeah, yes. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Given the fact that only one rap song has won both of those categories, and it was This Is America, which makes sense from Childish Gambino, a huge song, politically charged, I was just surprised it was like a diss song to win Record.
I was going
to
ask, is this the first time a diss track has ever...
Ooh,
and how does Drake feel that the song that dissed him and basically called him a pedophile is considered the song of the year?
And
the
there's
record
a lawsuit over the song.
It doesn't basically. Yeah. It does.
Yes.
It does call him that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm happy not because I think it's an amazing song. I'm literally just happy because it is like wired into my brain that that song is Kevin. Like last night when I saw Kendrick go up to get the awards, I'm not even kidding you guys right now. When Kendrick went up to accept the award, I had something come over me where I'm like, is he going to thank Kevin? Like, is Kevin Berghoff going to be getting a mention?
He might have. He could have been like, yeah, Kevin, thank you for supporting me day one. You're a day one. Ride or die.
What I think is great about it, though, too, is the fact that this is like even more hype for his Super Bowl performance this weekend. Like, he got massive free publicity.
It seems like there's a lot of things that lined up with this, right? That is one of them. But then the other thing is like, is this the Academy kind of saying, hey, like, in our mind, Kendrick won the beef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is no doubt.
Yeah, they're declaring the winner. This is the knockout officially declared the winner. The other one that is the biggest one is the body of work, and it's Album of the Year. I think almost everyone picked Taylor Swift, except for one person didn't pick Taylor Swift.
I picked Sabrina.
It was you, AB. Yeah. Okay, so AB had picked
hopeful.
Sabrina. Yeah. And I think that was an interesting pick because Sabrina probably had the most radio hits, probably the most number one hits off her album. But most of us thought it would just be Taylor just because she's won the most album of the year. But for the first time in the history of the Grammys, Beyonce did it. Ain't no holding. This was the biggest surprise of the night. I had picked Song of the Year for Kendrick Lamar, even though I don't think they give a lot of love to rap music. Country song, an artist like Beyonce doing country music was controversial the whole year. I cannot believe they were awarded her country album as the first time she's ever won Album of the Year. I mean, this is a woman who wrote Lemonade,
which
is probably one of the best albums we've ever seen just in terms of pure vulnerability and just realness. And then her country album, crossing over genres, wins Album of the Year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, was crazy.
I don't know if they correlate, but did you guys notice that every time that they announced the winners, they said, like, voted on by the 13,000?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, previously we talk about Beyonce getting kind of shafted at the Grammys and things like that. I wonder if it's all kind of, you know, I'm not here to throw out conspiracy theories or anything like that.
No, we love a tinfoil hat moment.
But it is kind of coincidental that they say all that and then, you know, she's finally not... shafted for once at the Grammys.
And she got a lot of shafting from the country music. I mean, yeah, they shafted her completely from the CMAs.
Exactly.
So it was neat to see her also win country music album for the Grammys.
I was shocked. I don't really know that I'm like ultra happy that she did win album of the year, just being completely honest, because I just feel like we only know Texas Hold'em.
You didn't feel like really there's enough big hits off of
it? I just feel like with like Short and Sweet, like we said, like every song off that was like a huge radio hit. Like I really, when I think of Cowboy Carter, I only think of Texas Hold'em. I couldn't even tell you, I couldn't name three songs off that album. So that just kind of makes me be like,
I think it was an album that showed you the genres do just put limitations. I mean, in her speech talking about boundaries. So I do think it was
the country album winning for her really made sense for me. But the overall album of the year kind of confused me a little bit more.
The thing that I thought was really interesting, though, is, you know, Beyonce seemed shocked. And I thought she was authentically shocked. But I do think it's interesting that Beyonce has never won album of the year and decided, because she's not supposed to know, to announce her tour the hours before and release the tour dates right before she wins album of the year. Makes me feel like someone goes, you should do that. This is the year to do that. I mean, she's always known to be known to make a big announcement. Like last year during the Super Bowl, she announced this album for us. So she knows that like these are great times when she announced her pregnancy, I think was at the Grammys too. And so she's used to that, but it did feel like she knew that she was about to have a big night because now she's going on tour to only a select cities, Chicago being one of them, not too far from us. And she's announced it right before she won Album of the Year.
You know why? She's not like us.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.